Honolulu's rail project continues to move forward, but there's another legal showdown on the way. This one has to do with property acquisitions and a major player in Honolulu's urban development. Honolulu Civil Beat's Marcel Honoré has been following this story and joins us with more this morning. And Marcel, this is a dispute between the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation and the Howard Hughes Corporation. Set the stage a bit for us.
Yeah. Hey, Bill. So this is probably one of the more high profile disputes among various property acquisition disputes that have hit HART. The difference is it's Howard Hughes Corporation. And so a lot of the landowners along the line, you know, when they've gotten prices and offers that they haven't liked, the way it's generally kind of played out is, well, they don't really like the offer. They feel it's undervalued. But as far as them being small business owners, small landowners, you know, it's tough. They have to weigh, well, then I have to hire an attorney and all the time and effort involved, and maybe you break even. It hasn't always balanced out for some of these landowners to proceed and really battle HART and the city over condemnation. But the difference here is now you're looking at a large, you know, landowner, one of the more prominent and powerful developers in Kaka'ako, and they certainly have a dispute with HART over key parcels that the city is going to need if it's going to get rail all the way to Ala Moana.
And just the scale on this, again, for listeners who may not have been paying close attention to this, is pretty stunning. So basically Howard Hughes says that they have a value that's about $100 million more than the city's latest offer, and HART's total budget to acquire more than 200 properties along the whole rail line is $193 million.
Yeah, that's right. And that really kind of puts us in perspective. You know, I wish I had like the base figures to give you, but all I can say for sure is that at some point in these negotiations, and this is all laid out in one of the more recent federal oversight reports, that these two parties were $100 million apart in terms of valuation. And yeah, the whole budget for property acquisition along the full 20-mile line from the fields east of Kapolei to Ala Moana, that whole budget to get all those properties is $193 million. So it really shows that, you know, they're really far apart, and they're really far apart with some big players. And, you know, the negotiations have broken down. That's not to say that these parties can always settle. You know, a lot of times what you'll see is that these things get resolved on the courthouse steps, so to speak. So we don't know what's going to happen, but it really is kind of a rock and a hard place. And it's heading towards a trial over eminent domain that if they can't come to some sort of agreement, should occur next year.
And that idea about sort of the discussion of this as it goes into legal proceedings and even the negotiations ahead of that, I mean, what goes into sort of the determination of what is a fair price in terms of valuation of that? Because, again, that's such a wild difference in terms of valuation.
Right. I think the best way I can answer it, as somebody who's I'm not an appraiser myself,
sure,
but one of the differences that they've butted heads with, and in the limited discussion I've managed to hear in public meetings with Howard Hughes, and it kind of reflects what you've heard in other situations along the line, is the appraisals are really looking at, you know, the straight up land value. And what a lot of the owners have been contesting is that, you know, these are partial takes. It's not that they're looking to take the whole parcel. They're looking to just take the strips and the slices that they need along the rail line and not take the whole property. But what Howard Hughes and others have said is like these particular spots that you're taking are going to be particularly detrimental to our business. And, you know, it's parking spots, it's driveways, it's ingress, egress for vehicles to be able to get onto the property. And that's not reflected in the offer prices that we're getting. That's generally a lot of the complaints that have surfaced. in the property acquisition. And you've heard that, you know, it's hard to say exactly what the issues are at the heart of this, but you have heard that in these discussions with Howard Hughes.
And it's interesting just in terms of the extent of the proceedings themselves. As you point out, Howard Hughes, very large corporation, this may go on for some time.
Right. Well, it's just kind of a wait and see. You know, it's this has been flying a little under the radar, and I just kind of wanted to write about it to, you know, just show people that it is in fact happening, even if we're not privy to it.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. Marcel Honoré. Thanks, Marcel.
Sure thing. Thanks, Bill.
Marcel Honoré covering rail, very detailed and over time at with today's Reality Check from our partners at Civil Beat. You can read his full story today at civilbeat.org.